So hello and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Louise Wiles and me, Elizabeth Gillis. And in our podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work and study and help them thrive in new environments. And we've had a focus recently on the transition to university, and we're going to continue that today in thinking about going to university as a mature student. And today, I'd really like to welcome Christian. Hi, Christian, to the podcast.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on.
And you've just finished your first year. We're going to hear a lot about that. And you've had this experience of being in work and at university. So you've had both of this dual thing, which is fantastic. And we're just going to dive into a little bit about what is a mature student. It usually refers to anyone going to university or college after a period out of full-time education. And typically, that will mean students who are over the age of 21 at the beginning of their undergraduate studies or over 25 at the beginning of the postgraduate studies. And I say typically because some universities have different qualifications and different ways of viewing it. And interesting to note that over half of the mature students are aged between 21 and 24. So there's a big group of people there. And around 40% of the mature students are over 30. And often mature students, you'll see them balancing their studies alongside other things that they've got to do, maybe caring responsibilities or working elsewhere too. And something that I found really interesting was around of our third of our undergraduates in the UK are mature students, so from all ages and backgrounds. So there's a little bit of a myth buster there that everybody goes straight from school into university. If we're thinking a third of the our students are mature students. So I'm so glad we've got you to talk to and get your wisdom today, Christian. Let's start with thinking about what prompted you, after being in work for a bit of time, what prompted you to think and then apply to university?
Well, I come from an automotive industry background. I've been working in that industry for the past 6 or 7 years prior to making the decision to go to university. And I felt that in those years, I'd really attained everything that I could with my current then skill set. But also, I also was longing to progress further. And not having had a degree at the time, I noticed that was a hindrance in career progression. And so towards the end of 2021-2022, I decided to pursue further education in one form or another, starting with a higher diploma, which actually landed me a job in a different field. So for context, I was doing software development, working part-time and doing that diploma. I actually managed to land a job in the field, but due to kind of current job market being quite difficult in software right now, I was laid off 6 months later. And that put me into a kind of a fork in the road where I was out of a job at the time, and I had to make a decision as to whether to pursue this career change, you know, even more seriously, even more, invest even more into it, or go back to the same kind of industry I was in before. And actually, I had a job offer for a sales lead for a works company around about the same time I'd applied and had offers from universities. And I think getting those offers back was the catalyst for me in making a decision, because I thought, if I don't do this now, I don't know if I would. And it was kind of a now or never decision. And I weighed up at the time the pros and cons of both. And I felt like I could certainly get that same kind of job again in future if I needed to, but the degree was something that would offer a lot more potential for the future. And that was ultimately what kind of made me decide to enroll in university.
Yeah. And that's a really interesting kind of description there of this journey you were on. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a quick decision. It sounded like it was a very kind of thoughtful and considered decision.
Yes, I'd say it was. Yeah, the decision has kind of happened by kind of by stepping stones. As I said, that, you know, without that diploma, that foundation of that diploma, kind of going into an adjacent field or an adjacent kind of area of study, I don't think I would have been able to enroll in that. In that particular, I'm doing computer science, by the way. Yeah. So I don't think I would have been able to bring the experience or evidence of prior learning to allow me to do that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a quick decision by any means. But when push came to shove, as I say, with that kind of, there was that kind of catalyst event where, you know, I'd applied and I thought I'd be really lucky to get one, you know, one offer, but I ended up getting 4 out of 5 I'd applied to. It really shocked me because I didn't think it would be, I didn't think that the requirements would, because I mean, the requirements were laxed a little bit because of my age and experience and as I said, prior learning. So yeah, it wasn't a quick decision, but as I said, that kind of catalyst event of, do I take this job or do I pursue this further for future potential?
Yeah.
That was the real kind of turning point where I thought, right, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna try and make it work.
Yeah, and I think an interesting point there that is worth thinking about is that when you are applying as a mature student to go to university, there are some different regulations around the qualifications and things you need. So sometimes getting like higher diplomas, and you know, it's not all A levels you need. It's, you can have different things that will give you entry into university. Yeah,
absolutely. They took into, as I said, age was a factor, prior working experience in industry, and the evidence of self learning or higher education.
Yeah,
they were all taken into consideration across any of the applications I made.
Yeah, and it sounded like you were quite then surprised that you got 5 offers then. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did the standard 5 that you can do with UCAS. It was the first time I'd ever used, you know, gone through the UCAS application system, and I did the standard 5, and yeah, to get 4 back was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of 5.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. In a way then, Christian, that kind of says that universities are acknowledging and, you know, and They like the fact that you've got all this experience then going to be a student, that you've got a wealth of skills and experience behind you going into the course.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I can only really speak from my university, but, you know, I think going into it, one of the concerns I had, you know, was, would I be the only one there?
Yeah.
I'd not been to university before. And I thought, you know, am I going to be like the odd one out? And to my surprise, that wasn't the case at all. In fact, there were plenty of mature students of all different ages and backgrounds and experiences that were looking to make a career change as well. And they, I must say, you know, every single one of them that I've met and worked with in the uni have done extremely well. I think that there's a perspective difference and a clearer goal going into it of what they're looking to do. And I think it really serves them well.
Yeah. And, you know, that going into, you know, that kind of idea of, am I going to be the only one going into university as a mature student, and you finding that there's more around and you seeing maybe that they've got a lot wider kind of world experience and likely work experience. Because I was going to ask is, you know, do you think that your experience of going to university as a mature student was different from people coming out of a gap year or just going into university after school?
It probably is, because I think, again, only speaking for myself, I've had a lot more time to think exactly about what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know exactly what you want to do out of A levels, or you know you want to take a gap year and you know exactly what you want to get into and you're passionate about that, I suppose it doesn't really apply. But, you know, I think having taken time out to, you know, in going into the working world and coming back into it, certainly I think your approach is different.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of skills that, you pick up when you're working that you don't realize that you've got them.
Yeah.
You know, time management, organization, you're probably more serious about things from the start. You know, you've most likely got to balance pre-existing, you know, probably a full or part-time job going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think those factors certainly influence how you look at the university experience.
Yeah. And certainly that time management and organization and that attitude to learning, they sound like good things to take from your work into your study.
Absolutely. Yeah. There are lots of positives to bring from the working world into university. There are certainly, you know, and going on from that as well, there are certainly lots of challenges.
Right.
Because coming, again, I had been out of education for 7 years, because mm-hmm. So, I applied at 25 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it's taken me a while to get back into the habit and swing of studying.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting, I think that was kind of the experience with all of the mature students that I've come to know in uni. It does take some time to get back into it,
yeah.
But you know, if you kind of take kind of small bite-sized chunks and just do the you know, the pre-reading before lectures, the tasks that you're assigned to you after lectures,
mm-hmm.
and you combine it with that kind of that time management and organization skills that you bring over from the working world,
yeah,
it can be very, very manageable indeed.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, was there any support for you as a mature student getting back into kind of that study world at your university? Was there anything, any place that you could say, is there some help for this?
Yeah, I'd say, first of all, that at least in my university, there were loads of skills workshops and study workshops.
Right.
So I suppose that was definitely geared towards the mature student. So right. If you'd been out of education for a very long time and you weren't really sure about how you approach studying again, maybe the degree you're doing, there's certain skill sets that you need to brush up on. Maybe if you're doing something that's on the mathematical side, you need to go over some maths concepts. Mm-hmm. They had all of those workshops and all the support there for you from day one.
Yeah. Did you expect
I've made use of some of them.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Did you expect that, Christian, that there would be that kind of level of support?
You know, I didn't know. I wasn't really sure. I thought there might be something, but I couldn't really put my finger on what it might look like until I got there. And yeah, it's been terrific. Personally, I've used the maths workshops because I've not you know, worked with maths for a very, very long time, and
yeah.
They've been terrific. They really have, and supporting me in my studies in that way.
Yeah, that sounds excellent, you know, for any student going to university, but particularly for mature students who've been out for a while. Thinking about that start of university, you know, when we talk to lots of students when they're starting university, there's usually some excitement about it all and a bit of anxiety about it all. You know, what was it like for you? Do you think it was different for you as a mature student, or do you think it was pretty much the same as everybody else?
Oh, good question. I think it's by and large very, very similar, at least. I made a very conscious effort, you know, as soon as I got there to start meeting people and going to these freshers events and going to the fairs and the societies and seeing what was there, meeting fellow students on my course after lectures. You've definitely, I think, whether you're a mature student or not, it's you've got to make a bit of an effort at the beginning to meet people and you, it's very good to get involved very early on. That you can reap a lot of benefits from that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm so glad I did it, because, you know, of course I was very, very nervous. I had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know, as I said, you know, earlier, I didn't know if I'd be, you know, the only mature student there out of out of maybe, you know, majority 18, 19 year olds, but you know, it wasn't the case. There was a whole variety of different people from different backgrounds that were attending. And in that regard, it was the first couple of weeks were fantastic.
And do you think, I don't know how this will land with you, but do you think being a mature student, it helped you in making those relationships? And I'm going to say in a broad way, not just with other students, but maybe with the tutors and the lecturers and things like that. Do you think being older helped you?
I think so. Definitely with kind of getting help and support from tutors. I can't really say I've thought twice about it, but I know some of the younger students have, or they've come to ask mature students first before the tutors.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So I noticed that a lot myself and some of the other mature students. You almost end up being like a bit of a bridge, right, between the tutors and the other students. And more often than not, I find that the tutors tend to get to know you better first, because maybe you're not as shy to ask questions when you're stuck or unsure. So I think in that regard, definitely it helps.
Right. Yeah. So there's a big advantage. I think it's one of the things that we often, that Louise and I will talk to people about going to university, is that it's a strength to ask questions. It's a strength to go and, you know, say if you're a bit stuck with something. Well, I guess if you've been in the world of work, that collaboration has been around for you a lot more, and maybe you're kind of like, you don't see that, there's not, maybe not that them and us kind of difference, I don't know. And
I almost see them as the same way I would see my colleagues from work.
Yeah,
it's kind of that sort of dynamic. So I've been very comfortable in that sense, going and asking questions and getting support when it's needed.
Yeah, I like that. I like that very much about viewing kind of the lecturers or tutors as colleagues, you know, to work with. And it's one of the things that when we talk a lot about, Louise and I talk a lot about well-being as well, is that when people have a broad group of relationships, wherever you are at work, or when we're particularly thinking here at university, so it's very supportive and helpful for you. So it's not just being with other students, it's about how you make connections with a wide group of people at university, and especially those people that are there that are teaching and helping and supporting you. If there was somebody who was who didn't go to university straight after school, if they were thinking about applying for university, what kind of advice would you give them, Christian?
I think it depends on a few different scenarios. I suppose it depends on their commitments, mm-hmm, first and foremost, because there is a sacrifice in, mm-hmm, in going to university where I suppose you can, but it's very, very difficult to be able to work, you know, full time in the same capacity you would, you know, not going to university. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the first thing to weigh up. Mm. But I also would say to maybe test the waters with, mm-hmm, with courses and see what's online that you can do, you know, that's cheaper and shorter first, mm-hmm, kind of to see that, you know, if this is for you, mm-hmm, because a degree is a big commitment. It is, you know, 3 years, or if you do a post-grad, it's, you know, depending if you do it part-time or full-time, a year to 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I would kind of evaluate that first, mm-hmm, but then at the same time, I would also say to take your time making a decision. There really is no rush. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was something that in hindsight, I now realize, but you know, last year when I applied, I was moving quite quickly to make a decision. But you can apply for September starts, you can apply for January starts. For, you know, mature students, they tend to be quite flexible as well with sort of studying part-time or online. They may have programs available to suit your needs in that way. I know the University of Birkbeck definitely does a whole host of different means of study with them. So yeah, I would definitely say also to take your time and really think you know, what course I want to study, where would I want to study, you know, look at the modules and compare them and just take your time. And when you're ready, I think you'll know then. You'll have evaluated everything. And a bit like me as well, you know, it wasn't a snap decision. It was something that kind of, with lots of little stepping stones, it built up that enabled me to make a decision.
Yeah.
And then you feel ready, you know, you do feel ready and you feel it's the right time to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris, did you know any mature students before you went to university?
No, not one.
No.
And when I went, my best friends at university, which I really wasn't expecting, by the way, are 41, 32, 26, and 19. It's a really interesting mix of ages.
Lovely.
And, you know, you don't sort of think about the ages then when you're in that friend group. You honestly don't think about it. You're all there to study the course. And, you know, if you get on well, that's the main thing. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. So having that commonality of you're all there to study, you know, you've all got a commitment, like you were saying. I love that advice about, you know, making sure you really think about being committed to something. And you're right, it's maybe for 3 or 4 years. So you're in there with likely finding other people that are committed as much as you are. Yeah.
Especially if it's other, you know, you find other mature students, because more than likely, whether they've done a degree in the past, you know, before or not, they're probably looking to make a career change in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll probably find you're quite aligned in that sense, you know, and they've probably, you know, thought long and hard about, you know, what course they want to do as well. And so you'll have a lot, I think you'll find you'll have a lot in common with other mature students there, regardless of age or what kind of field or background they're coming from.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's been terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like it's been a very positive move for you, with maybe some bumps along the way, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure you had some bump. Did you, Christian? Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, getting into, as I mentioned briefly earlier, getting back into the habit of studying was really challenging.
Mm.
And knowing how much to put in each week was probably the hardest thing I found, because they give you a guide that, at least with us, each module is worth, I think it's 20 credits each,
mm-hmm.
each module you do. And that equates to something like 200 hours over the course of each semester.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, you know, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough each week? It doesn't feel like it. You know, or, you know, should I be doing more of this, or you know, am I working? Is my work kind of taking away from what I should be doing at uni? You know, there was that kind of concern, I guess, in the early days. Yeah. But otherwise, you know, it's been great. It really has. Yeah. And you know, I suppose, like anything as well, not knowing what it was like to begin with, there was an element of risk. I didn't know if, you know, until you do it, you don't know if you're going to enjoy it. I'm really happy to say that there's been absolutely zero regrets a year on. I've really enjoyed it. I'm really glad I made that decision, because as I said earlier, you know, there was that fork in the road where there was a job lined up or this, and I felt like it was going to be one or the other, you know, and I'm really, really glad I made this decision.
Yeah. And it also sounds to me that you went into it with a mindset of, I'm going to choose this fork, I'm going to make this work. You know, and I'm going to be conscientious about how much I'm doing, and asking myself questions, am I doing enough? And then finding that you are doing what you need to do, or, you know, that's how you know, that being reflective about the kind of student you want to be. I mean, sometimes we ask young people when they're going off to university, in those Voices series, like, what kind of student you want to be. And sometimes people have thought about it and sometimes they haven't. And it feels to me like you have thought about that really quite clearly.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, you know, as well, it helps knowing what field I want to move into. And that kind of motivates you, I think, to want to excel and, you know, to set a goal in sight. And so then when you encounter those challenges, however tough they are, you're going to, you know, persevere and stick it out.
Yeah. Louise would say something I've learned a lot from Louise. That's about knowing your why. Why are you doing this? And your why is because you wanted to open those doors, didn't you? And to find greater, you know, different kinds of jobs that are going to take you further along. I know you were happy in previous jobs, but, you know, you were ambitious for what you wanted to do. So knowing your why of what course you're doing, where you're doing it, is a really, really important thing, Christian. Do you know, I'm so impressed with our conversation today, because if we say that about a third of our students are mature students, and there's you being one, never knowing anyone before you became one yourself. So I hope if anyone listens in to, you know, hear our conversation, they'll know that there will be bumps, but there will be really positives to take out from this, and about making, you know, your advice was about, you know, knowing that you're committed, knowing that maybe if you test out the waters a little bit on other courses, or finding if you think education's for you, and you don't have to rush making a decision, but think about where you want to go and, you know, what you want to study and why you're doing it. All sounds to me like really, really excellent advice, Christian.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time today.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I was going to say one last question on it. And like, are you busy over the, because it's been the end of university that first year for you. Have you got things that you're doing over the summer work-wise, or are you having a relax?
Yes. So, through the whole of first year and going into the summer, I've been working part-time as a mechanic through the whole of the first year, and I'm very lucky that the garage has been incredibly flexible with me and understanding. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. In the degree I'm doing with computer science, you really have to put in extra work outside. You really have to put in extra work outside of your degree to do self-learning on the side, which I suppose is the same with any degree, but you've got to put in that extra work to build software projects, to make a portfolio to show employers eventually. And so that has definitely been keeping me occupied through the summer so far. And I mean, there's also, you know, such a big gap as well. In my first year finished halfway through May, or very, very near the end of May, and I'm not going back until the first week of October. So it's a very, very good idea to make the best use of your time. You know, by all means, you should relax and enjoy, you know, a rest from university, because you deserve it after an academic year. But yeah, go, you know, it's a great time to work a little bit more, you know, delve, you know, in, you know, look back over the year, over the subjects, the topics you've covered so far. If you can look ahead, I think that's a really good piece of advice, because it's not too new to you when you go into it in the next year, some of the course content. You know, if you're doing a degree like mine, where it kind of, you need to make a portfolio, it's a great time to start working on that.
Yeah. I hear lots of your commitment in this for the future.
Yep, absolutely.
Christian, good luck for over the summer with all your projects, and a very happy entry for you into year two at university. It kind of feels a very positive time for you, so good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.